by, offering to Srila Prabhupada last year. My dear Lord and Master Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to you. This is the 108th Vyasa Puja anniversary of your appearance in this material world. Thank you so much for coming and giving us your mercy and overlooking our disqualifications and our fallen condition. You are so transcendental that you are able to deal with us completely effectively, despite our extreme shortcomings and weaknesses. And this is one of the great proofs of your exalted spiritual position. You brought our dormant Krishna consciousness out from within our contaminated hearts. Just as a broad-minded person knows how to take gold from a dirty place and is not put off by the filth. We see your glory and how you created so much auspiciousness in our lives. Through contact with you, so many people have found their lives changed very deeply. You're a transcendental touchstone, and when people come into your association, something is set alight in their hearts, and then they're never the same again, ever. We have just finished the 16th annual Jagannath Rath Yatra Festival in Durban, South Africa, and in it we saw all these things being displayed before our eyes. Our festival site was like a spiritual island in the midst of a sea of materialism, and every day for 4 days, thousands of people were flocking in from all over, finding refuge there and getting a profound taste for Krishna consciousness. Some people would come in every day and spend the whole day there, just immersed in the transcendental atmosphere. And when we finally finished, so many expressed their disappointment that we couldn't go on longer. This is all coming from you, Srila Prabhupada. Rath Yatra is one of your special gifts to us and to the world. And it is one of so many wonderful examples of your intelligence and expertise in giving Krishna consciousness in just the right ways. I first participated in Rath Yatra in London in 1973 in your presence, and I saw it was certainly a wonderful occasion. However, as time goes on, I've come to understand that this festival is not just a matter of chanting and dancing with the deities in procession, although that is glorious enough in itself, but through it, you have given us the chance to enter into a deeper realm of Krishna consciousness. In Rath Yatra, we reenact a most sacred pastime of the Lord, in which he is reunited with his dear Vrindavan devotees. Normally, when we celebrate festivals in our temples, we honor Krishna and his pastimes, but nowhere else do we actually participate with him in his leelas. If we tried to reenact the rasa dance, we would be considered misdirected sahajiyas. But at this festival, we take the position of the gopis, pulling on the ropes tied to the Lord's chariot and dragging him back to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Truly, this is a most extraordinary gift you've given, and we are eternally grateful to you for that. As Lord Chaitanya danced before Lord Jagannath, he sang, Ya kamara harasa eva, hivarasta eva chaitriksha pas, te chon milita malati suravaya, prota kadambani la. Sachai vasmi tatapi tatra surata vyapara lila vidho reva rodasi vedasi taru tale cheta samut kantate, which means, that very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, Yet still my mind is not happy here. I'm eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Rava, under the Betasi tree. That is my desire. Chaitanya Charitamrita Rajalila 13.131. Lord Chaitanya expressed the emotions Srimati Radharani feels at the peak of her separation from her beloved Lord Sri Krishna and her intense desire to be reunited with him in their abode, Vrindavan. We are also separated from Krishna and the spiritual world, although our feelings about our situation are certainly different from hers. But in the Rath Yatra festival, we take her role and the role of her intimate associates and drag Krishna back to the Dham. In his Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, Srila Jiva Goswami describes the scene where Krishna returned to Vrindavan. Quote, as he entered Raja, the people offered arti to him with many jewels, showered him with flowers, called out Jai, Jai, and greeted him with auspicious words. Pleasing them with graceful and humble words, Lord Krishna gave his association to the people of Raja. His lotus face blossoming with happiness, he began a great festival of nectar for the bumblebee eyes of his friends. Day after day, the people of Raja loved Krishna with a love greater than before. Day after day, they saw that Krishna's handsomeness was greater than they had seen before. Unquote. So in our small ways, we also offered arti to Jagannath from time to time and chanted his glories in great happiness. The Lord seemed to look more beautiful every day, and by the end of the last day, no one wanted him to go, and no one wanted the festival to come to an end. It was quite overwhelming. At the Rath Yatra festival in London in 1972, you spoke the following words to the Prabhupada. Quote, so this Rath Yatra festival is still observed in Jagannath Puri in India. And 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya participated in this festival, and he was in the mood of separation, as if Radharani was taking back Krishna to Vrindavan. So this Rath Yatra festival is a feeling festival for the Vaishnava. Lord Chaitanya taught us how to feel separation of God. Lord Chaitanya never taught us that he had seen God, but he felt the separation of God very severely. Similarly, his next disciples, the Shad Goswamis, they also prosecuted their devotional service by separational feelings. So this Rath Yatra festival is a very nice feelings festival for the Vaishnava. And anyone who is participating in this festival, he'll gradually develop his dormant love for Krishna. Unquote. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Srila Prabhupada, for this amazing gift of Jagannath Rath Yatra. By your mercy, may we continue to celebrate it on grander and grander scales every year. And by your mercy, may I celebrate it with you again, personally, sometime in the future. Your lowly servant, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.